Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Bishop Lorenzo Crawford of Chicago. You are now listening to Blog Talk Radio. I'll be your host for the next 30 minutes. We will continue with a prayer, and if something's on my heart, I want to bring to you. There's a lot of homeless here in Chicago, and I'm assuming around the world, and we're only going to do so much. The Bible said, the poor you always have with you. What we want to do, we're going to pray and ask God's leadership and direction and how to help them. I have a desire. I have a plan. I need money to pursue this plan. I am also a veteran of the United States Army, and I want to help the homeless veterans, disabled homeless veterans, and help men also, whether they're veteran or not, as homeless, and help women and children as homeless. So it's a lot of things that's on my mind, on my agenda. I want to bring this to you. We're going to take it before the Lord. But please, if you feel free to help us out in this ministry. The name of us, Thank You, Jesus Christ Ministry. Like I said, I'm your host. My name is Bishop Lorenzo Crawford of Chicago. You can always donate to send your donations to PayPal account. If you have a PayPal account, send it to LorenzoCrawford59@gmail.com. Also, if you feel that you can't, or you, is there some reasons you can't send it to the PayPal account, you can always you can send it to the P.O. Box, 389-385, Chicago, Illinois, 60638. So there's two ways you can help us out sending that donation. We need the donation to help the homeless. And we got to help the homeless because God says so. At P.O. Box, again, it'll be Lorenzo Crawford, P.O. Box, 389-385, Chicago, Illinois, 60638. We're going to put a Lord in prayer. We're going to go right to the service, and we're going back and forth and talking about how we're going to help the homeless. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, this has been on my heart for some time, Lord. You put it on my heart. It's not that I no good I've done it. It's not that I'm a nice guy. Not that I'm a good man and love helping people. But it's because you put it on my heart. If it wasn't for you, it wouldn't be on my heart. I'd be just a regular man. But you saved me. So you bring me out of being a regular man, and you made me a man of God. A man that wants to do God's will. So, Father, I ask you to touch some hearts, bless so they can bless the ministry. And in turn, the ministry will help the homeless. And I ask you, Father, to heal whoever out there is listening and need the healing of God in their lives. I'm asking you to heal them and bring deliverance to their lives. This is our focus as to preach the gospel, Father, to heal the sick, and to help the homeless. Those are our missions. Others have missions, so you call them to do other things. And I will not discuss their mission, nor would I put it down or make them feel bad about it. But this is the mission you gave me, to preach the gospel, to heal the sick, and help the homeless. And I ask you, Father, to do that in our life and in this ministry. And I give you all the praise and honor. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Okay, we need some buildings. I would like motels, something like a basically a two flat with a bunch of units. Reason why is we can put four men to a bedroom. Most motels are all at about the same size in the room. Most rooms are all the same size. And we can put four men, two bunk beds, four men to a room. One thing about a motel, instead of putting them all in one big old area, if you put them in a small room, they feel more at home. you know, people like to be at home, and they can't be at home homeless, but you can make them feel at ease. And it'll be nice if they can just pull me in, and they can come to that same room each night. That way they won't have to go from wondering what room they're going to go to, and, you know, things like of that nature. So we gotta help them out. God gave me a plan. So you need a plan. Without God, you're not going to have a plan. You may have a plan, but sometimes, you know, putting them in them big old facilities and everybody in one room and everybody using the same toilet and all this and that, it's kind of that's nasty. You know, and you got to have a little bit more sanitary. And I think if they can get, you know, a few people to a bathroom and those few people keep that bathroom clean and keep it smelling fresh, they'll feel pretty good about themselves. They'll feel that you want them. They'll feel that they're part of society. That's what they want. We want them back into society. We don't want them sleeping on the streets when we can do something about it. But we want to put them right back in society where they can be a blessing and it can be a help. They can find jobs. And when you out there and you ain't got a place to go at night, well, that sure feel bad. But, you know, your mind ain't focused on trying to get no job, but you're trying to figure out where you're going to live at, where you're going to sleep at tonight. And you like a nice little hot meal every now and then. Even if it's just some hot dogs and some french fries. It's a nice hot meal. And we got to do something. We just can't keep on just looking the other way. These homeless people, they need our help. And God told me to help the homeless. I need your money. I need your prayers. First and foremost, your prayers. I need your money. And I can't put a stipulation on money. I can't say I need $10,000, $20,000, or even $100,000. I need money. If it's more than $100,000, I need money because these people, they don't have no money to pay no rent. So I need that motel. I need them. You donate me that motel. I'm right here in Chicago. Help me out. And they can donate that and money, donate that facility. Then we can get somebody to help us out with bunk beds, you know. And I'm talking about bunk beds for, you know, a little bit sturdy bunk beds, and they can feel good about it. They can come back home every night to the same room. We'll be able to supply lockers so they can have a locker. You know, people need to know that you care about them. Don't just give them a place to rest at night and then you shove them out in the street by 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning, and it's cold out there. They're looking for a place to lay down after 5 o'clock. They still want a place to lay down, but you shove them right on out there. And, you know, I know that's your mission, is to give them some sleep at night. But help me out on my mission. My mission is to do a little bit more, and we got the resources. We got the money now. So let us help them out. You know, you know my email, you can reach me there, and I got the phone number. You can call me. I'm trying to find that number. It escapes me. But give me a call at 247-80-850. Oh, Lord have mercy. 1602. So give me a call and let's talk about this how we're going to help the homeless and the money that you're able to help with. You can't, they can't pay you back. They can't pay you back, so don't think, you know, we're going to have a, we're not getting you, you're not getting out of it as fast as you get in. Once you're in this thing, you ain't getting out quick. So we got to help the homeless. And it's going to be an ongoing task. Maybe I'm going until I'm old and crippled and ready to leave here. But the Bible said the poor you always have with you. So therefore, you know, we're going to always have to help them. We can't look the other way and just preach the gospel. We got to preach the gospel. We got to heal the sick. And we got to help the homeless. That's my mission. And you may have something different. But that's my mission. That's what God told me. So just keep it in mind. We're going to read the 59th chapter of Isaiah. If you can help me out, if you can get that book of Isaiah and read along with me. 59th chapter, I'm going to start with the first verse. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. Your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips lies, and your tongue has muttered perverseness. None call for justice. We got to do what's right. We got to call justice. We got to say what a sin is sin. We got to preach against sin. We got to preach against sin. That's what God calls us, to preach the gospel. Preach against that sin. To buy the gospel of Jesus Christ. He loves us. He said your sins have separated you from God. That's why you're struggling. Because a lot of things you did in the past that separate you from God. And God wants you back with him. God wants to reconcile you back to himself. He wants to bring you back to him. He loves you so much that he's reaching out to you. And no matter where you at or how deep in sin you are, I don't care what you're going through or what you're dealing with in sin, Jesus Christ, blood covers that sin. I don't care what it is. Some people say, I start liking the same sex. I'm a homosexual. I'm gay. I'm bisexual. Some say I changed my gender. I went from a male to a female, from a female to a male. I don't care how deep that sin is. Christ come to save that which is lost. He know you made a lot of mistakes. You made a lot of errors. Your iniquities have separated you from God. God want to talk to you again. He want to talk some more. He told me he want to work it out. He want to work it out with you. You got the number. You got my email. You got my, there's a bunch of ways you can contact me. Facebook, anything. You got it all. Please, let God work with you. Quit turning him away. Quit turning him away. Don't turn him away. But turn toward him. I don't care how deep in sin you are. I don't care how bad it smells. And sin do smell bad. But it doesn't matter. Because you got to understand, 100 years from now, none of that really matters. What matters is where your soul and spirit at throughout eternity. That's what really matters. Where you at? Where are you? God is looking for you. If you in hell, that's a bad place to be. And God don't want you there. So he's looking for you. He said, where art thou? He wants you back to himself. He don't want you in hell. He don't want you separated from him forever. But he wants you back with him. He said, come now, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, I make them as white as snow. He want to clean you up. He want to polish you. He want to clean that mess up that you made all your life. You've been laying around doing all kind of nasty stuff. You've been laying around with animals, putting your mouth on animals. But God said, I come to save that which is lost. And he wants to save you from that mess, that iniquity is all over you. It's all over you. You can't stand the smell of your own body. Because that sin is so deep. You can't stand the smell of your own body. Oh, it stinks so bad. But Christ come to save you. And he'll clean you up. He'll make you white as snow. He'll get that filth from you. He'll take it out of your system. He'll take it out of your mind. You won't even think about doing that stuff. No more. No more. He come to save you. Let him work with you. Let him clean you up. You can help us in the ministry with the homeless people. You can help us out. You can't help us in sin. You need to be cleaned up. But if you let God clean you up, he'll find something for you to do. He'll find a job and pay you. You'll be able to get paid and everything. But you got to clean your mind and heart up. You got to let him polish you. Make you sparkle like gold. That's what he wants. He wants to clean you up. Let him clean you up. Don't keep going down that path of sin. Smoking those things is destroying your brain, destroying the essence of what you really were supposed to be. God has come to save that which is lost. God come to save you. He died for your sins. Jesus Christ, yes, he is God. He's Almighty God. Yes, Jesus Christ. He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He is the everlasting Father. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the great I Am. Yes. Please, let him help you out. In return, you can be a blessing to this ministry. Yes. You can be a blessing to us. Because people need to hear your testimony. There are others out there doing the same thing you're doing, and they don't think that they can get delivered. They don't think they can come out of that scene. They say, I've been doing it too long. I got to tell you what I'm doing. Oh, it's nasty. It's awful. I went from laying with just a whole bunch of men. Now I lay with men and women. I went from laying with men and women. Now I lay with my pets. I lay with my farm animals. I lay with all kind of things, anything. I put anything inside me. And God has come to save that which is lost. There's somebody out there laying with evil spirits. They get a kick off the evil spirits doing things to them. And God come to save that which is lost. Oh, God, if you let God save you, he'll clean you up, and you'll be a witness. You can tell somebody about Jesus. You can tell somebody about the Lord. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Whoever you may be that's dead in sin and in trespasses, you know you're in a mess, and you know you're on your way to hell. Nobody got to tell you. You already know it. So I'm not here to try to tell you you're going to hell. You already know it. I'm trying to tell you there's another way. You don't have to go to hell. That's what I'm here to tell you. You ain't got to go to hell. You can. It's another way. It's a better way. Christ, he come to me. He got a better way. He said, I'm the way. I'm the truth. I'm the life. I am. I get you out of that mess. I free you from that filth. That's what Christ will do for you. If you allow him. If you allow him. He says your iniquities have separated between you and your God. And your sins have hid his face from you. That he will not hear. You know, he ain't listening to you. He ain't paying no attention to you. Because you're doing all kind of filthy mess. But he told me to preach the gospel. And if you will believe the gospel, he'll save you from all that mess you're in. And he'll deliver you. He'll set you free. And he'll put you on high. He will exalt you. He will bless you. If you allow him to. If you allow him to. He's trying to reach you. Him on his blog radio talking. And you know he's talking about you. You say he don't love you. Yeah, he love you. You just can't do anything in his house. When you're living with your mother, your father, or your auntie, your uncle, or whoever you were living with, you weren't doing anything in their house. So you want to go to God's house, you can't do anything in God's house. God said, repent. So you got to live clean. And the only thing about the difference of him and your father and mother and uncle's house, they say you got to do this and that. You sometimes, you know, I want to do good, but I can't do good. They say you ain't got the power to do good. You want to do good. But God will give you power to do good. See, that's a beautiful thing about God. He'll give you power to do good. Some people, you know, they say, well, you got to do this, and if you can't do this, and you got to go. And you know you want to do better. You know you want to clean up your act. But you ain't got no power to clean it up. And God said, yes, Jesus Christ is God. God said, ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. He will give you power to live right. He'll give you power to talk right. I kid you not. God has no respect of person. I was living in sin. I may not do half of what you did. But see, you got to understand, to God, sin is sin. Whether you do a little bit or much, sin is sin to God. And he ain't going to tolerate a little, itty-bitty, or whatever you may call it. He's not going to tolerate it. I don't care how small it is, how minute it is. He's not going to tolerate it. So, we know you. We just acknowledge Christ and we believe Christ. And we ask Christ to clean us up, and he cleaned us up. We came from the same wound of sin just like you came from. You come from that sin, that filthy lifestyle. We come from it. Just that we got rescued a little bit earlier than you did. But we had to acknowledge God. God cleaned us up. We didn't clean ourselves up. We may look spit shine. We may look sanctified. We may look like dignitaries are holding our head up. We may, because people talk. Oh, yeah, they so proud of this and that. No, we ain't all of that. We're just glad that we come out of darkness. We're glad we ain't doing what you're doing. We're glad about that. And we hold our head up. But Jesus Christ cleaned us. He spit shined us. He made us look pretty. He'll make you look pretty, too. So when people see you, they say, no, man. They're going to say how sanctimonious you are. And you could tell them, well, I come from the same garment of sin. I come from the same garment of sin. And so, therefore, he cleaned me up. So you can tell somebody Christ cleaned you up. They think you were seen clean all your life. They think you was polished all your life. You said, no, I was once dead in sin. You ain't got to tell them when you got saved. You ain't got to tell them all. They just tell them you was out there. So I was out there. And if you're doing what they're doing, you can tell them, hey, I was doing the same thing you're doing. But Christ cleaned me up. He made me holy. So when you see me, you see a holy person. That's what God, you can tell people that God made you holy. You can tell people God cleaned you up. That's all it is. Only thing different is God cleans us up. Without God, I ain't nothing. I'll just be a religious person. But Jesus saved me. He sanctified me. He cleaned me up. And he took away the stench of sin. He took it out of my system. He took it out of my nostrils. He took it out of my mouth. I don't even think about something like that. When that thought comes, I said, no, that ain't me. That ain't Christ. Christ don't do that. I'm saved from that. I thank you, God, for saving me from that. And you can tell that devil, go to hell. You're a lie, Satan. That ain't me. And you ain't got to talk to him too long. Just say, God, you saved me. You cleaned me up. Well, if this thought is not you, I rebuke it, and I give this thought over to you. Just give that thought over to Jesus. If you ain't even strong enough to rebuke the devil, tell God, God, take away this thought. I'm giving this thought to you, and God will deliver you from that thought until you got power to tell the devil no. He'll clean you up from that thought. That's what our God is, because he knows what you're dealing with. He made himself a man so he can know what we're going through. Now he's touched with the feelings of our infirmities. He know what we've gone through. He felt it. He put on the garment of the flesh, not the garment of sin, but the garment of the flesh. But he lived here with who knew no sin. So he letting you know you're able to live above sin. But you got to trust in Jesus Christ. From the bottom of your heart, you got to touch Jesus Christ. And you got to keep your mind. Yep, every day. That's what you got to do. You got to renew your mind every day because the enemy attacks the mind. You know, so the spirit is saved, but then mind is fleshly. Mind sometimes want to go back. And you go back to that stuff. Your body said, man, what am I doing here? I'm saved. I'm cleaned up. Why am I here? Because your mind ain't got you back there. You didn't listen to the devil. The devil told you to go back there. So God's come to save us, but he give us something to work with. Our minds. You know. Okay, I'm going to save you, but you got to work on your mind. Because your mind want to go back. So you got to give your mind to Christ every day. Every day give your mind to Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, keep my mind. Keep me. That's what I ask him. Keep me in perfect peace. My mind is stayed on thee. You can't read your Bible sometime, listen to some gospel music. You can't listen to gospel music sometime, read some gospel. Read Psalms. Keep reading. Keep listening. Keep talking until God take you home. That's what he do. You keep doing that, he'll keep you through your whole life. Now, you got to remember, you're going to have troubles. We all got troubles because we got an adversary. The devil's your adversary. He's an enemy. He wants you. He's mad because you went to Christ. Now he wants you back. But you made your mind up when you came to Christ. You said, I'm going to take Christ. I'm going to trust Christ the rest of my life. And I'm going to ask him to keep me. And that's what he's doing. He's keeping you. So you be encouraged now and come on in and help me out. And don't forget now, we're helping the homeless. We're not just going to be helping the veterans, but we got to help everybody out there. Anybody come to us, we got to help them out because people need help. You can't turn people away when you got the power to help. So send me some donations and let us build this ministry together. Amen. I thank you, Father, for radio broadcast, and we'll be about to be dismissed, and I ask you to keep your hands on the listeners and bring them in and give them strength to do that which is right and holy in your sight. And I give you all the praise and honor, Father, for your goodness and mercy in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.